Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS podcast. I have a Brain BS update for you today. This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS coach. First, I just want to say for anybody who listens to my podcast all the time, thank you. I really appreciate that you're listening to me, that you're recognizing that what I'm teaching is of value. And I just want you to know that I really, really appreciate you. Moving forward, I am committing to you and to whoever new, whatever new listeners come to the podcast, and just to the universe in general, that I'm going to improve my podcast. I want to make the information in more relevant. I want to make it more concise. I want to shorten up the episodes. I'm going to continue doing some experiments, but I'm also going to do other episodes. So my idea is going to be that the first couple episodes of the month are going to be on topics and on teaching something. And then we're going to go into an episode on universal law. And then the last week of the month, we're going to look at either Brain BS experiments, or we're going to do a feature that I call Ask a Coach. So I'm learning new technology for you to ask questions and to do an audio clip of it. And then we can drop it here in the podcast episode so you can protect your anonymity. You don't have to let anybody know who you are. You don't have to use your name. And I can actually answer whatever situation it is that's causing you pain. And I know, as a human with a brain, that you all have situations out there that are causing you pain. So whether you're coasting through life and you're just getting by because you're drinking wine and you're enjoying yourself and you're eating up a storm or whatever, I want to try to help you to understand that there's other ways to feel better besides that. So if you ask me a question or you present a situation on the podcast, then I can address it in the podcast. And we could do like a few of those for each episode. So we're looking at that, but then we're also looking at doing Brain BS experiments. Now, the first one I did was 5 episodes, and that was with RJ. And it was a great experiment, and it really benefited him. But I think at a certain point that people don't want to continue listening about someone else. They want it to be more relevant and about them. So I've decided that the Brain BS experiments are going to be shortened, and I'm only going to do them in one episode. I keep getting them shorter and shorter, but I think what I want to do is have whoever wants to come on the podcast, and I encourage all of you to take advantage of this. I would love for you to come on, propose what it is that you think is a problem in your life, what you think the solution might be, and then let's look at the Brain BS around it. Now, there is a requirement for you to do an experiment, and there's a reason behind it. I do require you to purchase the Mastering Brain BS for Success course, because it costs $100. It's super affordable. There's a Brain BS community that comes with it on Facebook where you can interact as little or as much as you want. There's bi-monthly calls that you're welcome to attend, and I encourage it, but you absolutely don't have to. The course is there for you to take at your own pace. It's 10-minute modules. Each one has a call to action. It's how to reprogram your subconscious and unconscious programming. And if you want anything different in your life, that's what you need to be able to do. That's why so many people start things and don't finish them, and they sabotage themselves because they don't address the programming that's underneath the surface, that's hidden. So we want to make sure that we do that. So when I do an experiment, I don't want to just do one session with someone and then leave them high and dry to figure out how to do the rest. If you come into the community, I can help you. I can answer questions. I can be of service to you, and you can be of service being on the podcast and as an experiment, because other people can learn from you. It does take a certain amount of courage and willingness to be seen and heard, but I can also do the experiment with you anonymously, where we won't go into the podcast, like I won't publish the recording of the two of us talking together. We can do the experiment, the session together, and then I can do a synopsis of how it benefited you and share that with the audience. You would have approval of how I do the synopsis and what I include in it, so you could be comfortable that I don't say anything that makes you feel emotionally unsafe or like you're not being taken care of. It's really, really important to me to make sure that you feel safe and that you feel like you're in a container where I really care about you, because I do. And that comes first and foremost for me. I would love to have you come on and do experiments, but I will find other ways to teach you. I will find other ways to inspire people to live consciously. My word for 2024 is all about experimenting, and that's what I intend to do. So I have my content planned for the next year. I learned this in a Pat Flynn podcast course. It feels really good. I have my days all figured out in my schedule for when I'm going to focus on the podcast and when I'm going to focus on other things. So a little bit of structure is really helping me to get anchored and grounded in what my purpose is and what I'm trying to do. So I think I might have said this, but the episodes are going to be, I'm going to shoot for shorter episodes. I'm not going to be trying to fill things in or making longer. I'm going to be sharing resources too in the podcast notes. I'm starting to use a new feature. It's called Fathom AI, and it comes up with the show notes for me, and it will be in there so you'll know what to expect in the episodes, the highlights, the important parts, and any call to actions that I have in the episodes will be in the show notes so you can see them there. And then also in there will be any links that I think would be beneficial to you. Which reminds me, if you do decide to do the Ask a Coach feature where you share something that you want coached on, I also intend to give you the resources that you need to pursue further information on that, or different modalities that might be helpful. So I'm really interested in helping you to be the best version of yourself that you can be, to show up to your life in a conscious way, because it has a ripple effect on the people around us. And quite honestly, when we live consciously, we become leaders. And be in leadership energy is really powerful, but not if you're not leading. So, like, this is really important that we need people to lead this way. The world is not going to be taken care of by the governments, okay? It's going to be taken care of. It's going to be us coming together in communities, taking care of one another. And we need conscious leaders to do that. So that's why I'm inspiring more and more people to live consciously and to make you realize that it is so much more freeing, it's so much more enjoyable, it's so much more peaceful, it's so much more empowering. I could go on and on of the benefits of living consciously and why I think it's just like so awesome. But I really think that the best example is the fact that I have a podcast that I'm trying to be an entrepreneur at 60, that I am willing to push myself out of my comfort zone, that I speak up and I no longer try to stay small. I don't mind ruffling feathers. I'm not people pleasing anymore. I know how to set boundaries, even if it upsets my family. And I know ultimately that it's actually good for them. I'm not wishy-washy with my energy. I'm solid in what I'm doing. And that attracts people to me that are solid in their energy. And it also attracts no nonsense. Yes, I'm going to accept your boundaries once they realize a few times of not, when they see how I consistently reinforce them in a kind and compassionate and loving way, but in a very strong and solid way. That's what the work is. The work is all about you coming to this point in your life where you love yourself so much and you respect yourself so much, you're no longer going to not let yourself be a priority. So this is what and that's what universal law is going to be in here. We're going to talk about human design and experiments and in the Ask a Coach. I'm going to be sharing with you how my human design helps me in everything that I'm doing and how beneficial it is, and resources of where you can get readings and different things. There's like so many fun things that you can be doing, and there's so many ways that you can improve your life that aren't scary, that aren't threatening. I mean, some don't even require you to go to the dark side. But ultimately, that's what I'm going to help you to do with my course. I'm going to help you to understand that all the answers are within you, that the dark sides really just becomes lit up when you go in there with an open heart and an open mind, and you start to realize all the benefits of the shadows that you have. It turns out that they're not a problem at all. They actually help you in a lot of ways. And if you will just stop hiding them and pretending like you're more perfect than you are, then you can just like let them be there in the light of day. You can accept your flaws and imperfections. You can love yourself anyway, and then other people can love you too. There's no more trying to be perfect. There's no more compare and despair. There's no more thinking that what somebody else says about you is more important than what you say about you. I mean, if I haven't talked you into this work by now, I don't know what else is going to, but I promise you, I'm going to keep doing it as long as I have a heartbeat and I'm alive. I'm going to be inspiring people to live consciously because I truly believe it's the solution to all our problems. So stay tuned. Next week is going to be a new episode. It's going to look a little different. Really excited about it. And I want to thank you again for being a supporter of the podcast. And also, I would love it if you haven't done a review yet, if you would go to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star review, because then that enables me to find more people to listen to the podcast. It makes it easier for them, like with SEOs and algorithms and all that stuff. And also, I would love it if you would share the podcast with people who you think would benefit from it. And if you know anybody that might be willing to do a brain BS experiment, or if you are, you can email me at mkcoachllc@gmail.com, or you can message me at Maureen Kafkas on Facebook. All right. Looking forward to seeing you in the next episode.